We're back from recess. Our next item on the agenda is regarding the enhanced enterprise zone and discussions thereto. Jonas, would you like to join us?
Sure.
You can sit here if you like, which is easier than standing. And anyone else that you have that will be speaking? Or?
No, I would just be able to defer to anybody in the crowd if they have any extra comments.
We are in at least what I would like to call the second step of what we had agreed to when we sat and talked about a time frame for possibly moving the enhanced enterprise zone forward. We're in receipt of proposed ordinance or ordinances that have come from different counties and have been utilized in different counties, and the information that you have given to us and a possible, let me find it. It's an ordinance, isn't it?
It's a the first step is the resolution.
Resolution. Can you tell me about the resolution?
Basically, the resolution, what it does is approves it's the county's approval of the map that has been approved through the Department of Economic Development, which allows us to establish the 7-member EEZ board, which is a requirement in moving the process further down the road.
I have some questions for you.
Okay.
The questions are the timing of what we do and how we should do it as a county commission. So, in fact, that obviously we do it correctly and in accordance with Missouri law. The first thing is Chapter 135.957 of Missouri law, and
let me grab my bag real quick.
Okay.
Which statute did you reference?
135.957. That was one of the three that I had printed out for you in the chat.
Enhanced Enterprise Zone Board required members, terms, et cetera.
Right. And the first sentence of 135.957.1 says, a governing authority planning to seek designation of an enhanced enterprise zone shall establish an enhanced enterprise zone board. Then it tells us how to go about establishing the enterprise zone board, the terms, who it is that appoints. So the schools would in fact get together and they would designate a member to represent the schools. The other taxing entities would get together and they would designate whomever that one person is that would serve up on that board. And if you look down to number 5, after it speaks to how board members are elected, how their terms of office are designated, it states, the role of the board shall be to conduct the activities necessary to advise the governing body, in this case the county commission rather than a city, on the designation of an enhanced enterprise zone. So my first thought is, if it is the board, in fact, that is to tell us how to designate the board and to make the decisions that basically wherein all the work has already been done, but that information is to come from the board that's appointed. And then any other advisory duties is determined by the governing authority. So my question after reading that and my thoughts were that the board needs to be appointed, that we have to have a board in place. The board needs to meet, and then according to statutes, they need to organize, they need to elect a chairman.
Yes, sir.
Then in my opinion, and this is strictly my opinion, I've not shared this with my other two commission members, board needs to review work completed and recommendations made thus far, originally, I think, by the IDA board and individuals that were involved in the IDA board, the newly created Taney County Business Development Partnership Board of Directors, and others who've diligently been working on this project, not just for a month or two, but for years.
Years, yes, sir.
And that board needs to look at the work that they have done. Then they should advise the county commission on the designation of an enhanced enterprise zone. That information should come from them as provided for under, and I've stated that statute, 135.957.5.
Yeah, and part of their responsibilities are to help establish the NAICS codes of the industry types that would be targeted, as well as garner input from all the stakeholders in the process.
Okay. I agree. Now, it's my belief that in the steps that are necessary for us to move forward, a board needs to be appointed. The board then needs to advise the county commission on what next steps were to take. And I've written this under 135.960.1, and it states this. Any governing authority that desires to have any portion of a city or an unincorporated area of a county under its control designated as an enhanced enterprise zone shall hold a public hearing for the purpose of obtaining the opinion and suggestions of those persons who will be affected by such a designation. So after we've received the advice of the board, after we have done what the board, hopefully after we have accepted what the board has recommended, we have a public hearing. We notify the director of DED of such hearing, and then it sets forth what time frame we do that, and it states that the director or the director's designee shall attend the meeting. And then subsection 2 of that statute says, after a public hearing is held, required in subsection 1 of this section, the governing body may file a petition with the department requesting a designation of a specific area as an enhanced enterprise zone. Such petition shall include, in addition to a description of the physical, social, and economic characteristics of the area, and then within that statute, there is a whole list of what needs to be included in our petition that we send in for the designation of the EEZ board. Now, and I'm going to come back to what you have given us for today, but it states that a plan to provide adequate police protection within the area, and it has a whole list of things that are to be included with our petition asking for the designation of the EEZ board.
Yes, and as to my knowledge, all those things are included in the application itself that has to be completed and approved by the board to be sent in.
Okay. Well, my question is, I guess,
okay,
am I getting the cart before the horse? Are we to appoint the board? The board then is to move forward. The board is to advise us. And we are to hold a public hearing, I would assume, with the board present so they can answer questions of the public and then send the application in?
Yes. All these things, if you'll look at the list that I've provided of the 16 steps, it states, and this is directly from the Missouri Department of Economic Development, it states that steps 1 through 13 should be completed prior to the public hearing being held. And then step 16, it's application complete to be submitted. And step number 5, right after the resolution, is the 7-member board appointed. Informational meeting, application written, board meeting, recommendations, ordinance, list of taxing entities, certified letters mailed, public hearing is step 13. So we're at 4 and 5.
Okay, I guess my 4 and 5 that I got from the DED, which, and this may have come from you, steps for completing zone designation application.
I'm looking at this checklist for economic developer for EEZ zone designation approval.
Well, here's what we've received. Basically, the steps completing the application are define your zone area.
Just the qualified run, the map.
Then the DED incentive specialist administering the program will help you completing the run. That's been done.
Yes, sir.
And then there's other qualifiers. Then it says number three, 7-member board selected. Then it explains statutorily how those should be appointed. Informational meeting is optional. Then following that is pass the necessary resolutions. My number six is public hearing outlined in application. Then it's defined by very strict statutes. And number seven, complete the application and submit it to the DED specialist. Okay. I'm prepared to move forward. Okay. I want to make sure we move forward in the right steps that we're required to do so. Now, this was presented to us on Monday. I have reviewed names that you all have submitted. I've asked for any other names that might be considered. I have a couple of questions about the names that we have and the names that were submitted, and I think that there's some things that we should consider. On the list, three of our members that were submitted are members of the IDA board, and we would, if in fact all three of those members were selected from the seven that we were given, then we would have a big chunk of our IDA board sitting on this board.
Okay.
I'm not confident that we want to do that. Again, I've not heard from him, and I've not heard from him. We have an individual that is recommended that sits on the Board of Adjustment. What I'm trying to ensure we don't have are conflicts of interest in boards that are appointed by the County Commission. And there was no female or females that were recommended. And I really think that we need to look to that to make sure that we have a complete and the best board that we can possibly have. I don't have issue with any one of the names that have been submitted, but I've heard zero from my two associates on name suggestions.
Okay.
Tell me what you think our steps should be in order of how we should take them, in light of what I've given, and correct me if you think I've said something that wasn't correct.
No, it's just I think I'm looking at a more step-by-step list, and I think you're looking more at a narrative list, both from the Department of Economic Development. As when it comes to the board itself, we've spent considerable time in vetting the people that we felt would do a good job representing their interest as well as representing the people of the county. The lack of a female was an oversight, unintended, and that was frankly not part of a discussion that I'm aware of. Part of the selection or the thinking of some of the representatives was the fact that there would be synergy in the board in relation to all the other organizations and entities that would be working together for the success of the zone once it's in place. So that, and I've spoken, like I said on Monday, I've spoken with all the taxing entities except for two, and they were in agreement with the one that we had suggested. Now, obviously, there's five others plus the school districts, and the school districts had that's the name they had chosen.
Have they met, and can they send us something?
Yes.
That as to who?
Well, they have met, and Carlos Osborne is in the audience, and I think he could verify that the school districts in the county have agreed that is to be their representative.
Either way, if you want to sit up here with him or
with the microphone,
or whatever you like to do, Carlos.
I think just the distinction that I would make is as far as the school districts is the school boards have not met, to my knowledge. Now, I've being on the IDA board, being appointed by the commission to that, I take any information from that and update my colleagues with the other superintendents within those districts. On this specific issue, I think when we first started discussing this, this was probably last year because I met with, I saw Dr. Hyder and Dr. Taylor at one of our conferences last year, and I mentioned to them about the board and the breakdown because it does specifically state in there one appointed by the school districts or school boards. And it doesn't give how that process is to take place. Are all the boards to get together? Is it just the board presidents or how that makeup is? But, you know, in simplest terms, I did speak with the superintendents, I think, with foresight already having in the EEZ. When I talked to Dr. Blevins, you know, he said, you know, got a lot on my plate. You know, if one of the other superintendents, myself coming from me, you know, being already on the IDA board, you know, I thought, well, having representation of another superintendent on this board would probably be a good idea as well. But talked with Dr. Taylor from Hollister and Dr. Hyder as well, and kind of their consensus, I think, was at least Dr. Hyder from Branson, just amongst the superintendents. But going back to your original question, have all the school boards met, or has there been a process for that? No, sir.
And I too have read those statutes and reread those statutes, and I can't find how that is to take place. But when it says the school districts and or school districts shall designate one member, I look at that as a formal designation, and I really think that we need that. It makes no difference, obviously, to me, and I would dare say to the other commissioners whom that is, but in your discussions, you thought they'd already reached consensus, and was that Carlos, or was it?
Dr. Hyder had said to me that they had gotten together as a group, and he would be the representative if the EEZ board was to be established.
I would like to have a copy. I have in our mailbox up there had the same thing that Ron read there as far as the proposals, as the way this thing is supposed to be set up. I would like to have a copy of your list because I see there's some time frames that are a little bit different than what's here. I think that can be worked around. There's been a tremendous amount of work by the boards to get this thing set up. I am in support of the districting, but I want to make sure that it goes through the proper process. I want to make sure that, I guess, and I don't know how to say this without offending someone, but I want to make sure that the board is not overloaded with a particular group versus and I think that's what, according to state statute, that's what they're trying to do, is to keep that from happening with the schools being represented and the different parties to be represented. So I would like to have a copy of your list to go with the one that I have upstairs.
The packet I gave you on Monday, this is in there, along with the map and the narrative explanation of the zone and how what it does and the...
If it is, I didn't see it, and okay. I'm sorry about that, but I have a lot of paper. But if you have in that packet, if I can just have that front page of procedures as far as the way that it's supposed to operate, because I have the other information that was sent, stuck in the mailbox there.
This is out of the application itself that needs to be turned in, and under section 3 It states, role of the seven-member board shall be, A, advise the local governing authority to on the designation of the enhanced enterprise zone and any other advisory duties as determined by the governing authority. B, once the designation of the zone has been completed, the board shall be responsible for review and assessment of zone activities. And C, submitting an annual report to the director of the Department of Economic Development regarding the status of the zone and business activity, which refers to section 135.957.5. So again, I'll go back. I understand that we want to make sure we're doing it the right way. But we, the seven-member board, regardless of how we get here, we're at the wall. If we don't get the board in place, none of the other steps can happen. And so,
well, my point is, how can we, I just ask this straight out, how can we approve an ordinance establishing the zone itself until we have the board appointed that by statute has to advise us to do so?
Well, the resolution,
help me, because I just don't understand.
Yeah, but the ordinance at the end, that's step number two. The ordinance, which is after the resolution to allow the seven-member board to move forward, to accept the map that's been qualified by the state, sets all the next things in process. So see, then the ordinance itself is the stamp of approval by the governing authority.
Let me help you with where I'm at.
Okay.
I believe that seeking the approval of the state regarding the map should come through the board. And while I appreciate all the hard work that's been done up to this point, I believe statutorily that's the board's responsibility. I think that's where we disagree.
Okay.
Which is why I made my comment that my recommendation would be to that board that they look at all the work that the IDA board has done the last few years and the work that your newly created committee has put into this, and that they accept the work that has been done and move forward. But I believe that impetus and that direction and that drive comes from the board, and the board advises us. It's going to be an easy procedure for them to follow in the exact footsteps that have already been laid out for them and contact DED and see that the work has been done and move forward. But statutorily, I believe that's their responsibility. It's not yours, and it's not the IDA board's.
Well, then statutorily, they're not matching up with the instructions of how to get it done, because the map, the approval of the map and getting a qualified run and then ordering the maps from the University of Missouri for publication are prior to the establishment of the seven-member board.
Okay, that's the help that I need, and help me to see that, and then I can get moving on.
Because if not, then we're running in circles chasing our own tail, because according to the application process, the map that I presented on Monday has to be approved through the Department of Economic Development as a qualified run, and then we have to get those maps published and bought from the University of Missouri's mapping department to have in the process, which the map itself needs to be an attachment to the resolution, which enables us to further the process and appoint the seven-member board.
Okay. You had a comment, sir?
Yes, sir. I've also read through these quite a few times, and the reason that the instructions are the way they are and the order is the way it is at this point, you need to adopt, resolve to agree that this map is what you want to work with in order to determine who can be on the board. For example, if this map didn't have Hollister School District in it, they wouldn't be allowed to be invited. So you have to determine what the goal map is. It has to be approved by the state, and then you can resolve that is the map, therefore you know who the taxing districts are. If one of those taxing districts were not in the map, they wouldn't be invited to the table.
Help me with this statute that says the role of the board shall be to conduct the activities necessary to advise the governing body on the designation of the enhanced enterprise zone.
Correct. The designation does not, it's to designate it after the fact. In other words, they're going to look at this and come back to you and say, you need to change your map, or you shouldn't do this, or you should do this the way it is. But in order to get the 7 members, based on the allocation of the membership, you would have to have a map resolved to agree to start. Otherwise, we know not who to invite to the table to be on that 7-member board. If this enterprise zone map had been delivered to you today with only the city limits of Branson and 5-mile radius to the north, then the city of Forsyth wouldn't be invited. The Hollister School District wouldn't be invited. So how could you know? Until you have this map adopted as a resolution only, not as a final product, there's no way to see who is even supposed to be on the 7-member board.
Appreciate that.
I guess one way to look at it is that the approved map from the state, from the DED, meets all the requirements of an enhanced enterprise zone. So that is the map to work with moving forward. Now again, the responsibilities of the board coming all the way up to the public hearing allows for questions, allows for challenges to that. You know, just because the states approve it doesn't mean that that all the interested parties in the county approves the map.
Say that last sentence again.
I mean, just because the state has approved the map itself, the map meets the requirements statutorily of poverty limits and so on, and based off the census tracts. Now, it's then the responsibility lies back on us to make sure that we want to use that map to establish our enhanced enterprise zone. The map itself doesn't establish the zone. We obviously know that there's many steps that need to be taken for us, for Taney County, or whatever areas of the county wish to participate to establish the zone. And again, that's why we're at the point that this 7-member board needs to be established so we can move on to the next level.
First step, in your opinion, is establishing the board. Second step, in your opinion, then, would be to submit the ordinance that you have provided.
The way I understand it, and the way and how I've been advised with others that have had experience doing these in the past, is that simultaneously, either the 7-member board's appointed or the ordinance is approved first to establish that, that's the point where we're at. And if you go by just the step-by-step instructions, the resolution happens and then the 7-member board is appointed. So in my to keep it simple, the way I see this, the resolution allows for the green light for the process to continue, with the process continuing with the establishment of the 7-member board, then everything else happens in its due process.
Okay, let's talk about the board members. And it's called an ordinance. I mean, that's probably just semantics. It can be a resolution or an ordinance, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the way I see it, the instructions I have, the first piece is a resolution, and then the second is the ordinance, which after the work of the board and establishing of the NAICS codes, I mean, that
So we would change that, instead of saying ordinance, it would say resolution? Am I looking at, I don't have a resolution, I have an ordinance in front of me.
Does it say number one or number two?
Just says 2012 dash and it's blank.
Is that from the email I sent Tuesday or Monday?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, then if that's the blank, if that's the sample from the state, that is the sample of the resolution taken straight out of the updated application.
Well, here's my question regarding this, the two or three, but number one, it says the county of Taney appoints 7 members. So, in fact, we're appointing whoever the recommendations are of the other two. Is that how?
Let me make sure we're looking at the same
document.
And if you see under elections, it says member one, elected by and representing school districts. Mm-hmm. Number two, members two, elected by and representing other taxing districts. And I think that in order for them to be valid board members, if that's the criteria, that's a process that we're going to have to go through to get them.
Could it be selected by? I mean, because I don't know if there's a process of electing.
I didn't write this. I received it.
I hope you can see the confusion that we have between what the process steps that you have and what we have. Red.
Do you have something different, Jonas, other than what I received?
I don't. Let me see if I printed that off. And I'm. Because I gave you the copy from the Forsyths that Forsyth used. I sent you a copy from Polk County. And then I sent you the sample direct from the Department of Economic Development. So out of the three, I can't say which one that one is. But I would defer, because as far as a blank slate, the one from the DED would be the one that we should use. And I don't have a copy of that with me. But I mean, please don't take this in the wrong way, but I think we're overcomplicating this point of the process.
Don't take this the wrong way, but this is important enough to me that I want to make sure that we do it right, and that's why I'm asking the questions. I don't think that you have a dissenting vote in the three county commissioners here at all to move forward with this process.
Okay.
I'm confident from the comments that have been made that all three want to move forward with, and I know I'm speaking for them and probably shouldn't, but my take is, from what I've heard in their comments, that there is not a problem. I think this is a great tool, and I think it's a tool that we should have in place. And in reviewing Missouri law over the course of the last couple of days, because I didn't get a response from council, is these questions were brought to bore to me anyway as I was reading the law, and I just want to make sure that we're doing it right. It says that the school shall appoint a member. I think the school should do that. How they go about that is up to them, but they need to notify us so that it can be a board member. I think that the other taxing entities, and there are numerous, need to get together within the county, however they do it, whether it's teleconference or sit together or paper ballot, and they need to choose someone to represent them on this board. And that's every city, that's the developmentally disabled, the health center, I'm trying to think of all who have taxes, the senior citizens, all, if I'm not mistaken, it's all other taxing entities within the county.
And I've spoken with Max Lytle, I've spoken with Don Ingram, and they're, from how they understand, and I've sent them the same information, the way they understand the process, they're okay with moving forward with the person that we suggested.
then what they should do is submit to us whomever that person is.
Okay, so...
So that we have it on record.
So I'm getting... To move this process further, the way I'm understanding is we need something in writing from those entities that they're okay with the person that we've suggested. If we open up the barn doors and let them just...
Let me take it another step. Here's what I received from you, Jonas. And I ask you specifically, am I missing the names you will be recommended? I know we spoke of a list. However, I can't find the names. You had sent them to me. Mm-hmm. You sent them to me again. But nowhere in the list that you sent me does it say who the schools picked or who the political subdivisions picked. It just gives me seven names.
Okay, but I think they were designated on that list I provided for you on Monday in that packet.
This Monday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's a Word document with the names and not only the entity as far as taxing entities or school districts that they represented, but also their business, if they had a business affiliation, along also with other board affiliations that are in relation to.
Have you got a copy of that there, Jonas?
No, but I could run a copy. I've got it on my computer. If I can get access to a printer.
Well. Okay. Tom, we had you scheduled at what time? We had you scheduled at what time? 10:15? You're all right? Okay. So you believe we can submit a resolution and the appointment of the board at the same time? The resolution basically would be to move forward through the process.
Yes, sir.
And I apologize because what I shared with you is, I guess, the ordinance that would come after. The public hearing?
The ordinance... Yeah, is the resolution draft to be discussed at public hearing.
Okay.
And once the ordinance has passed that vetting process, then that is submitted or established. And then ordinance passed as is or passed with changes recommended from the public hearing. Once that ordinance is passed, then the application is complete and can be submitted to the DED. So they don't want to confuse the resolution with the ordinance. The ordinance is a whole different document.
Ben, you got any questions?
Not any that haven't already been hit upon. I want to move forward with this, and I want to get the board members appointed. This is totally a reversed, as we go through picking boards for different organizations that are throughout the county, this is totally in reverse of what the way those are established, and that's what makes it confusing to us. And as we had an informational meeting the other day when the maps were presented in the discussion, I see that is after the board appointments on this list. It says seven board appointment informational meeting.
Well, the meeting that we had Monday is not part of this process. This was just by our own will to bring to the commission to start the to get the conversation started, to make sure that we're engaged into this process. So please don't, that wasn't an official part of this process.
Right. In my opinion, the board needs to be established through whatever process the law allows us to establish it. Then we move forward at the most rapid pace that that the law allows us to get this thing started and underway, and so that if there is a company or a job opportunities that come into the area, then we're ready for it. Yeah. So the speed of getting this done is very important. But to do it right so that we don't run up against any conflict as far as the way the statutes read and the law reads is very important to me. And to read this and then to read the summary that we have, there's some conflicting time frames in that.
Well, the way I understand the process is that once the board is established and once they set into place the criteria for establishing the zone, there is no room really for subjective opinion. It's all based off the industry codes. It's based off the set abatements. The state has their tax credits set. You know, there is opportunity in the remaining steps of the process for public input, for suggestions, for just the ability to stand up and say, you know what, we don't want this. And that part of that responsibility comes with the board. And what we've done, and you mentioned that it's a little backwards of the process, but knowing the history of this effort and knowing the time frame we're up against, and by no means were we trying to inflict our will on any part of the process, but we were in just a sense of making the process easier. Here are some suggestions that we thought, due to their already relationship with the process that's happened and not notoriety, but their level of community capital, would serve this process well. And if indeed the zone gets approved, they would be good representatives for the effort. That's the objective of the zone. So.
The document you were talking about that differs slightly than what Jonas's official list is, if that's what you mentioned earlier being a summary of what happened elsewhere, I'm concerned that maybe in Polk County, for example, they're using different terminology between resolution and ordinance, and that might be what's confusing it. I mean, different areas I've seen that in our own organization. Sometimes somebody will call something when they really meant something else. I'm afraid that's
why that document might be confusing. If it's just how it's happened elsewhere and not necessarily in the order and using the same terminology of the official list that comes from the DEB, that could be confusing the issue. Well, unfortunately, on that topic, you have exactly how the state statutes read. Then you have a narrative summary of the process from the DEB. Then you have the checklist for the economic developer that's, you know, assisting in the process. And they don't match up, you know, step by step necessarily, but the process, from an overall viewpoint, it's the same process.
Your list there is provided. I mean, that's the list from the DEB.
Well, this is the most in-depth as far as do this, and once this is done, then you do this, and then you move on, and then...
I look at this as potentially being the Bible also, since it was sent from the Department of Economic Development. Mm-hmm. And it is steps for completing zone designation application. And in that, obviously, prior to approval by the commission, you have to have the public hearing. So I guess my chief question came from, if we pass an application and we ask for the zone to be designated and we designate it as an enterprise enhanced enterprise zone, we have stepped ahead of the public comment section without allowing the public to have comment. What I understand that Jonas has stated is, no, we want to look to a resolution to move what we're doing forward. And if that's the case, I understand that.
It doesn't eliminate that there could potentially be things done differently based on public comment.
Right.
And not setting things in concrete.
And, you know, again, back to my checklist, you know, four, to establish, zone, and create board. That's the objective of the resolution. Step five, populate the board. And it goes again, the criteria, one member from the school districts, one member from appointed taxing entities. And then it says step six, which is informational meeting, which Commissioner Strahan noted as optional. The informational meeting with board and commissioners to discuss benefits and the requirements of the zone, open to the public, all elected officials of the area to be designated, taxing entities that receive proceeds from property taxes, and other persons that will be affected by or will be responsible for the writing or marketing of the EEZ should attend this meeting. The county assessor is strongly encouraged to attend both the informational meeting and the public hearing to answer any questions regarding how the tax abatement process works. So there's, again, it's optional, but we have all intentions of, again, following all the steps. And part of that informational meeting, you know, the board, again, like I said, is to establish those NAICS codes, because that's, the zone will only accommodate those North American industrial codes that we want to attract or that we want to help grow jobs in the county. And to Mr. Huell's point, that's the reason why the map gets approved first, because you got to have the zone, the maps, or the map itself to know which taxing entities will be affected if the governing authority approves the process.
With your permission, Dan, I'd like to state what I'd like to have, and if you're in agreeance with that, then, or you want to add to it or subtract from it. Two or three things. First and foremost, I need a full county commission sitting here, and I need the input from all three county commissioners. I need from the school districts whom it is that their representative is, so that we can put that in our file, and the same from the other taxing entities. And I don't mean any disrespect to you, Jonas, and the work that you all have done. I just need that. We were approached with this formally on Monday. This is Thursday. Council has not looked at it, and council has to look at it. I will say at the same time, that the schools are providing that information and the other taxing entities are providing that information. I will be seeking names from, and have already asked, Dan and Jim to provide names for considerations for this board, as well as the names that you all have submitted. It's my personal belief that we should not take three members of an existing county board and place them on this county board. I have absolutely no objection, and I strongly suggest that we put one member from that board so that the IDA board is in fact represented. And this gentleman sitting here would be a prime selection. I mean, I think he would be a great board member, and that would be my suggestion to the other two. This is the only place that I know in Missouri law, and I may be wrong, where the presiding commissioner makes the appointments, not the county commission, for this board. And while I am set and prepared to do that, I want to make those appointments based upon recommendations from the commission, because I feel that's the way that it should be. Let me restate that. I will make those appointments based upon the recommendations that come from the county commission, with additional input that's coming from the outside. I want their involvement. I feel that that's important. I would love to have the suggestion of at least one female to put on this board. and there are a number of qualified ladies within this county that come to mind that are very strong in the field of economic development, whom I will bring up, but I'll be glad to share with you guys as well, just for consideration. I don't think that we should obviously delay. We're really not. It's only been 3 days, but council will have time to do this by the time I return, which is 1 week from today. I'll be back on Wednesday. And hopefully our other commissioner will be well, or he would be here today, but he's not well, according to the text we got this morning. So, Dan, do you want to add to that, or are there other questions? One or two other things. Help me with, and I apologize, I got so much paperwork here, the resolution that needs to be forthcoming at the same time that the board appointments should come. Yes, I have looked at a couple of counties. Yes, I could piecemeal that. My mistake was that this is the one that came from you, and that must not be right.
Well, and again, I sent you three in a short period of time, okay. And I did not review the final from the DED that I got from Carol Shoemaker.
Help me with exactly what they want and what came from her. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, and I just thought that the blank example or the sample from the DED that didn't have, you know, county or city-specific information would be a cleaner slate to work off of as far as for our effort. So.
When did you... Did I have that?
I
prior or after
no,
the this, meeting?
This was after our Monday meeting. I can't recall if I did that Monday afternoon or if I did that first thing Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Because I know I had prior to the meeting I had sent you Forsyth and Polk County immediately after, but then the DED in another email was the last sample that I sent.
Okay.
But I can get that to you again because I have that in my I've got it here in the computer.
Let's you and me. Let me give you my cell phone.
Oh, I've got your cell phone.
Okay.
Because
I'll be in Pittsburgh. So, but let's chat so that we've got our paperwork in order.
Okay.
I've got some names from Dan and from Jim, as well as the names that were suggested. And actually, I think that probably the board will be picked from that, with the exception of maybe one or two. But if there's one from IDA and if there's one from...
Well, it's obviously no secret who our IDA member was, since he's sitting here with us. But the reasoning for Carlos was, one, IDA representative. Two, he also serves as a superintendent. So that, well,
which is why I didn't know which one he was.
No, that's why Dr. Hyder would be the superintendent. Okay. But that gives an additional voice because the schools are impacted significantly. I mean, just as well the other, you know, the taxing entities. So
more so
our thought
else.
Was that... Why not have another additional voice that also represent the eastern side and the smaller district? So, I mean, that's a little tangent there, but I have also a couple of females that I would be considered to also submit as well. So,
Dan, any additions or deletions to that?
Are you asking?
Yes, sir.
I want to, first of all, apologize for the workload that we have. This is the BOE week that we're trying to finish this whole thing up, as you can well see with all the paperwork that we have involved and how I missed one sheet of the folder. But we have a tremendous amount of work that is going on this week, and for this to come up during this period of time is no excuse for us not to be able to handle it, but there is some confusion with the paperwork versus everything else that we have going on. And as Ron stated earlier, I think every commissioner is interested in seeing this process move as fast as it can. And I think, not speaking for Jim, I know how Ron feels, I know how I feel on it, so I want to move it along in the proper way. We'll get to this BOE process all finished up, hopefully this week we have it scheduled, then we'll be able to focus more on this particular need. I'm not making any excuses for the county commission because we work long hours anyway, but we do have lots of things that are going on right at this particular week. And so being presented on Monday and trying to sort this out on Thursday with reading documents that don't particularly they don't conflict each other, but they don't exactly go in the same way.
You've helped me immensely with my question about the statutes and the fact that the ordinance and the final approval come later following a resolution to move the state into action and get. So I appreciate that. That's been a big help to me today. And what information you get for me, ASAP, on this, or if we can talk about maybe me receiving the email that you sent again, I'll put that in attorney's hands, ASAP.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I'd like to invite counsel to be there and make sure that we can move forward without any undue delay.
Okay. Can I clarify just a couple things?
Absolutely.
As far as the school districts and the taxing entities, notification from them is that, would you like it in writing? Would email work? How what would satisfy the commission as far as those two requests?
I want a document to put in the file, and they can send the document by email or they can send it via letter or deliver it personally, but we need that.
Can it be can it be individual signatures on one document, or do you need individual documents from each entity?
If there is one of the superintendents that sends to me that they have gotten together and this is their choice that represents the others, however you do that, Carlos, whatever is the simplest and yet will give us what we need.
Okay.
And the same for the other districts as well. And then, somebody really needs to spearhead that because there are so many of them.
I would defer to Carlos.
I meant the other political.
The taxing entities.
Yes.
I've been on the phone with them over the last week, so I'll take care of that, and we'll come up with a document, and be it either one from each of them or just a single document they can all sign off on.
If one of them notifies me that in fact they have, I mean, that will hold water. If they've met and this is, or got together, however they do that, whether it's electronically or in person, and this is their choice. By the way, who was their choice, did you say?
Dale Sanders.
Dale, okay.
Nikki sets our agenda request. We need Frank to show up here next week if we can.
Okay.
Don't you think, Ron, we need him present for...
There's a problem with that.
Tell us.
He said any day but Thursday. But she will not be here on Monday.
I know. Would it be possible for him to review beforehand?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I hope. I said that pretty quickly, didn't I? I'm asking you. She's the one that works with him.
I don't want to come across as pushy, but again, as I stated on Monday, we've got a timeline that we're facing that if we don't meet it, then all this work goes back to stage one, and I understand.
Sure. I'd love to have had this paperwork two months ago,
yep,
3 months ago, instead of Monday. But
what does he need to review?
Okay,
resolution.
I'm going to work with Jonas. We're going to get information to you, and it's going to be a resolution that'll be submitted to the state, and there'll be some explanation, and Jonas will be able to answer those questions for you.
Did you see the draft that I have?
Okay, this?
Yeah.
This is your draft?
Yes.
Okay.
I just pulled information because
you
sent me several.
Yeah, that's right. I copied you on all three. Okay,
so this,
this is a compilation. Okay.
Yes.
So this is not from Jonas.
Not completely, no.
But parts of it are, and parts of it are from other?
Well, all the emails that I sent you, I carbon Nikki on everything.
Yes.
Okay.
So if there are changes or anything.
Oh, no, we're now we know exactly where we're at. So
that's why I didn't recognize it. I'm like, that doesn't
so
okay.
Contact with Frank and tell him that we can put this on the top 10 of his long list of items, and we need this.
We really need his input ASAP.
Yeah.
It's time sensitive, and I need his opinion. And he can reach me by phone but I'll chat with you about
okay
that.
So again, I will have you a document or documents from the taxing entities
sometime early next week. I will then ask Carlos to do the same from the school districts and talk to Dr. Hyder, and you guys can discuss how you want to present that. And then we will all have more suggestions for the five remaining members, which are the responsibility of the governing authority.
What I didn't want to happen, and I'm confident that it won't, was that we accept a name and there is somebody that is on some board in some village, city, fire district, etc., that says, no, I didn't have any say about that, and that's not who I wanted. Well, if I have something in writing that's in the file, that's what we're going with. So,
okay.
Submit all that stuff to Nikki, because Ron is going to be gone for some time. She will get it distributed to us, and maybe we can proceed Thursday with some of this.
My hopes are that we can proceed on Thursday.
Okay, I don't see anything on this list that we don't, unless there's something I don't know that we can't get accomplished by then to allow you
We need to come up with a resolution that the county commission can approve. Yeah. We need to settle on, and I think we just have, who the schools are going to be, who business is going to be. And certainly, I just indicated who my one vote's going to be right now for one, so it looks like we have three.
Or four.
And then, or four.
Yeah, you guys are responsible, or you, sir, are responsible for five, school district and the taxing entities, total of seven.
Right.
So he's one of the five, so there's four remaining that needs to be decided.
Correct?
Yes.
All okay. Right.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for coming over and at least getting this part of it worked out. And like I said, I have no excuse for
it. No, it's okay. We are.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Carlos.